I read a chilling news article on air that a lot of people couldn't believe, but we linked directly on InfoWars.com through the Times of London and other news reports. Channel 4 will show performance artists eating baby. Now, the Bohemian Grove footage I shot was used on Channel 4 in our production, and Channel 4 has been accused of sensationalism over a decision to broadcast a program that will show a performance artist eating the flesh of a dead baby. It shows the Chinese artist, as they call him, the degenerate, and washing the newborn dead baby and then eating it. And this is to be aired tonight in the United Kingdom, I guess on some satellite channels around the world. No wonder some of these foreign countries hate the West so much now, giving the image that the West would show something like this. We know this has been going on in the East for a long time, but do we have to go to the level of total barbarism where there's no value on human life? It's just amazing. We're joined right now by John Milton Whitmore, chairman of Media Watch, and we have a link to their fine organization on InfoWars.com. He's saying the artist is being controversial for controversy's sake, not for art. It is also typical of Channel 4 to try to be sensationalist. I would say much more than sensationalist. This should be criminal. It's totally obscene and just totally evil. And doctors in the U.S., and I believe in the U.K., you have to have a special license just to own a skull. My father is a oral surgeon and teaches at Baylor University Medical School, and he has to have a special license to own a skull. But this guy can sit around eating babies. I think this is the angle we need to attack this from. Thank you for joining me, John Milton Whatmore.
Good morning to you, Alex. Thank you. I don't know why you've got me on the show. You made a very good case out yourself there.
Well, I'm just, you're there. This is airing in just a few hours. You're trying to block it, admirably so. Tell us about your organization and when you first learned of this horror.
Well, Media Watch has been in operation over here, Alex, since 1964. And it was inaugurated by the late Mary Whitehouse, CBE. She died last year. And for many years now, we've been fighting any organization in the media, whether it be the written word or radio or television or what, and latterly the internet as well, who are attempting to put out material for general consumption that we feel is morally indefensible, that lacks taste and decency. And we have a small but dedicated team that goes about this work, and I'm the chairman of the organization, and I'm an ex-television producer, so I know the area very well. When we heard about this particular outrage, in fact, Channel 4 had kept it very close to their chest, and I heard it, first of all, when one or two of my friends in the press phoned me up, as outraged and as surprised as you are.
By the way, we gave Channel 4, we've been calling them since this weekend. They will not return our calls. They do not want to come on. So we gave them a chance to give their side.
Yeah. Well, perhaps I ought to tell your listeners a little bit about the television setup over here. Being a much smaller country than the United States, we mainly have a very few national broadcasters, of course. Everyone will have heard of the BBC. And the independent television company ITV, which is the commercial arm of television over here, they've got one or two channels, and latterly, as digital has come on stream, they've got several more as well. Channel 4 was put into operation 20-odd years ago, so they're quite the baby of the group, and it's important for your listeners, Alex, to know that Channel 4 was set up deliberately to make programs for minority audiences. And they've succeeded admirably. And if Channel 4 were a little more successful at making, if they were a little less consistent with making successful programs for minority audiences, we could just ignore them and go away. But unfortunately, they make either very good programs or absolutely atrocious programs, and this clearly falls into the absolutely atrocious.
Well, also, I've seen a lot of British writers point out that they do some serious issues and they mix it in with a bunch of trash, thus destroying the legitimacy of other programs. So it's almost being used to discredit a lot of different things. Now, Details of this baby eating, according to the Times of London, it's scheduled to air tonight. Do you know what time?
Yes, it's. I haven't seen the program. I ought to state that up front. I haven't actually seen the program. It is due to go out UK time at 11:05 in the evening this evening, and it lasts about an hour. And
so that's in about 4 or 5 hours.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's very unlikely at this stage that it will be pulled from the screen. Channel 4 are enjoying the notoriety of the publicity they're getting at the moment, and I have a feeling because of it, there'll be more than viewers listening in and looking in than perhaps would have been otherwise.
Well, that's obviously one of the reasons they're doing this. Now, the Channel 4 did talk to the Times of London. They admit that it shows the stills of this Chinese so-called artist washing a newborn, stillborn baby and then eating it and then getting sick from eating it. Can you give us any details of what Channel 4 has said or what other press reports are saying about the details of this truly wicked production?
Well, curiously enough, they're, as I say, wallowing in the publicity they're getting on this particular one issue. The program itself is about art culture in general in China, and I suspect that this particular piece in the program will only take up 3 or 4 minutes of an hour-long program. The program isn't about the artist concerned. It's just touching on some of his work. And it's interesting to note, and I'm not seeking to justify this at all, but just again so we have a bit more background information. The artist has gone on record as saying that his work, or questionable though you may think it be, is attempting to fall between what is legal, just about, and what is morally indefensible.
Well,
on the
this
other.
Is sick. I mean, we've had serial killers that kidnap women and gut them and then say it was an art performance. It says Zhu, the degenerate who's doing this, who claims to be a Christian, says his group has a major impact on his art. Jesus is always related to blood, death, and wounds, and this is a reflection of my art. This person needs to be in a mental institution, in my opinion.
I'm inclined to agree with you, and I too am a Christian, and I'm deeply offended by him drawing lines parallel with the Christian faith.
How can they arrest the former BBC host of A Man and His Dog, Robin Clark? How can they arrest him for saying farmers deserve the same rights as other minority groups, blacks, Muslims, and gays, homosexuals, and then he gets arrested, but then this guy can go on TV and eat babies? I mean, this is insane.
It is, I agree. And, of course, we don't have any jurisdiction over the artist. He's in China.
But Channel 4 is airing this and propagating this trash.
Well, I agree with you, and we're doing all we can. I've had numerous calls this week from around the world to talk about this, and we have inquired of all our membership, and they're going to write to the Broadcasting Standards Commission about this. Channel 4 have already have an avalanche of phone calls and letters from people associated with us about the impending program. They will get a lot more when it's gone out as well. But it's curious, you know, that over here we do have in the UK a very far too liberal attitude about these things. We've had our own artist, Tracy Ermin, with her Unmade Bed winning an award. Damien Hirst, Preserving a Sheep in Formaldehyde, winning an award. The Pile of Bricks that won an award a few years ago at the Tate. We do have a rather sad record as far as
well,
art is concerned.
Look, I mean, here we've got people going in and smearing elephant dung on Christian icons and pictures of, you know, $200,000. The government buys a picture of a crucifix and a glass of urine. But that all pales in significance to eating a baby. Also, I take it from the article here in the Times of London, you may be able to correct this, that this was shot in China. And in China, we know they have forced abortion and infanticide. We know that you can buy baby parts in health food stores. But obviously, it was done in China where this is legal. But at the same time, do we know the history of this newborn dead baby?
We don't at the moment, and you quite rightly point out, Alex, that this did happen in China, has been filmed in China, and has been bought by Channel 4 to transmit here. One couldn't do this in the UK. One would be locked up. But apparently one can buy material and show it for public service consumption and not be locked up. And
well, they don't have laws in it. They don't have, I don't know the laws in China, but I guess there's no law on having body parts and eating them there.
Well, apparently not.
Well, here in the U.S., you can't even own body parts now. They made a law in the 60s unless you're a doctor or in medical teaching or a student. Do you have a law on that in England?
Well, can I just say that, I mean, I have been to China some 16 or 17 times, and I'm fairly well acquainted with the country and its people in certain areas. It's such a vast country, of course. There is no doubt, Alex, that there is a deep divide in the cultural attitude of the people of China as opposed to the people of the West. And I'm not defending this at all, but clearly when you go to foreign countries, they behave in different ways. They have different rules and regs, and they operate their lives in different ways. Even the divide between Americans and UK across the pond differs, as you know, to a fair degree as well.
Well, the Chinese ambassador is or the undersecretary is very upset about this.
Yeah.
You know, at least the Chinese, who have a much lower view of life culturally, just at least in the past, at least the communist Chinese don't want to have this on television. At least they know you're supposed to hide this type of stuff. You don't splatter it all over national television.
There were two things on that. We have to keep this in proportion, Alex. This guy is one of very, very few that is conducting his art in such a controversial way. I'm with you 120% on the fact that it's outrageous and morally indefensible. But we have to put that in perspective. For every one guy that's doing this, there's a million that are doing something else which we can actually relate to. The second thing, as for putting it on television, that is, I believe, indefensible. And our organization has been rattling up every single address and telephone number that we can think of this last week.
Well, here's the problem. Where does it go next? How much further down the toilet bowl do we have to go here? I mean, how much worse can it get now? I mean, they're always trying to push the boundaries here.
Sure, they are. And with Channel 4, they are actually pushing them further and further back, and it's very demoralizing. Even the BBC, though, I have to say, over the Christmas period over here, on the 22nd of December, put out a documentary which was blasphemous, in my view, as a Christian, and I was offended by it, questioning the virgin birth of Mary. So it doesn't just stop with Channel 4. We've got quite a fight on our hands over here, actually, Alex.
So they're trying to destroy any basis, any foundation of the society in the West. This is obviously a tool of social control to push the agenda, to change our worldview so we're more easily suggestible, according to the government psychiatrist I've seen that have written about this. This is part of a larger plan. We've been talking to John Milton Watmore, chairman of Media Watch, and you can link through at Infowars.com to their fine site to learn more about what they're doing and what they're putting up with over there. Television here has turned into just a bunch of trash, and they're always pushing the boundaries, and I just can't see how much further it's going to go, but obviously it's going to sink further. Are you starting to see a grassroots backlash against this?
Well, I wish I could report that we could, but in actual fact, we have completely restructured our organization over the last 3 or 4 years. We used to be known as the National Viewers and Listeners Association, and we rebranded a few years ago, called ourselves Media Watch, and we're trying to repackage all of the things which we believe are wholesome and part of a wholesome society with regard to the media, so that younger people can relate to it. And we have an active campaign with colleges, schools, and universities. And in fact, we're putting together at the moment an award scheme for universities that we're going to distribute once a year on the basis of films that they can make, which we think would be worth it. But it's a very, very hard job, and I wish I could report that the position is getting better quickly, but it's not. And I think I agree with you, it'll probably get worse before it gets better.
Well, will it ever get better, or will we be obscene because we like mom and apple pie and football games? Will people that just want decency, will we be labeled, I guess like Sodom and Gomorrah or something, as the bad people the extremists, because I've seen reaction in this country to wholesome things as if they are obscene. It seems like the world is now upside down.
I think it's in fashion and in vogue at the moment to take the pillars and the foundations away from any establishment. And certainly the Christian religion in the UK gets a bit of a battering. We just had a new appointment with an Archbishop of Canterbury, and he's quite a controversial chap.
He's a top druid, a high priest, as reported by your papers, did the whole ritual up there.
Well, the church over here is very traditional and is slow to change. The free churches probably have a freer rein, literally, to change more quickly. And in one sense, it's his own enemy, I think. It's the best enemy sometimes, the church, because it doesn't actually relate very quickly to things like this. But certainly Christians over here get a bad time from the media on average.
I've seen it. Totally ridiculed, but some sect slaughtering goats in the street is totally protected. Well,
yeah.
John Milton Watmore, chairman of Media Watch, what's your website real quick if folks want to go directly to it?
Our website is www.info.netco.
All right, we've got a link to it on Infowars.com. And so this show, it looks like it's going to go ahead in about 4 or 5 hours and air on national British television.
Yes, indeed. And we're expecting a bit of fallout afterwards.
Well, there should be, and we shouldn't let them continue to push the lines. Thank you for joining us and taking some time out, John.
My pleasure.
Take care. Now, there goes John Milton Watmore from the United Kingdom. We'll come back and talk to David and Daryl and many others if you'd like to join us on air. Our next guest isn't joining us for about 40 minutes, joining us in the middle of the next hour. 1-800-259-9231. Don't forget, the American Psychological Association said pedophilia is good. They're trying to train you to be degenerate scumballs.